Baron Hill's office has been receiving hundreds of calls and emails. He's also been meeting every day with voters in his district about health care legislation, and he says his dealings with the public have been mostly civil so far. But Hill says he's heard plenty of misinformation repeated to him time and again during his August recess, such as the notion the legislation includes a so-called death panel.
Nothing could be further from the truth, but these people are putting that out there. Sarah Palin, for example, is one of the big promoters of it, and it's nothing but a lie. Unfortunately, I don't like to use that strong word, but that's exactly what it is. And there are certain people out there and who are claimed to be stalwart conservatives who want to kill this legislation. So they're willing to say and do just about anything to try to kill it.
Hill says the issue has become partisan and emotional for many voters. He says legislation currently under consideration wouldn't affect those who currently have insurance, but would require anyone without coverage to get it, albeit with a generous government subsidy if needed. Hill says a government health care option will have to conform with all regulations that private plans have to, including taxes. Hill says this is the easiest way to cover United States citizens, as he sees health insurance as a right and not a privilege.
It is not right for some people who are sick through no cause of their own to be denied health insurance coverage because, you know, their health condition. In this bill, if you have diabetes or you have a heart problem or you got cancer or you have anything, you cannot be denied. Pre-existing conditions will be eliminated. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing for a lot of Americans who need health insurance.
Hill says the plan will be expensive, possibly costing an upwards of $1 trillion. But he says doing nothing will cost more. With more than 13% of the 9th District currently uninsured, Hill says he is firmly behind legislation in its current state. He says he knows many in his district also support reform.
Every year of my service in Congress, I've heard when I've come back to my district in southern Indiana, to my home, I heard about health care just about every forum I was ever at, that we got to do health care reform. For 10 years, I've been hearing it from literally thousands of people. And now all I'm hearing from basically is the shouters. It's time for those people that I've been talking to over the last 10 years to get active here. If they really want this, their voices need to be heard.
Hill says he's been cautious to host traditional town hall meetings during his August recess due to reports of violence and disruption at others around the country. But he says he will soon meet with small groups of voters to gauge their opinions on the legislation. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.